Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, let's start with news about the Tony Awards. No, they don't happen until early June, but, well, the show just announced that the singer Pink will be this year's host. And the choice is a bit of a surprise because the Tony's host is often a Broadway veteran, you know, like Hugh Jackman, or Broadway performer, then Oscar winner like Ariana DeBose. Last year's host was Cynthia Erivo, a Tony winner for The Color Purple, and, of course, star of the Wicked films. But the award show viewership has been sliding for years, so CBS, the Broadway League, and the American Theater Wing have been looking for ways to bring in younger viewers. And this year's answer is Pink. Well, let me just say that the awards will be particularly competitive and interesting this year, I think. You've got John Lithgow for Giant versus Nathan Lane for Death of a Salesman, Laurie Metcalf for Salesman, versus Leslie Manville for Oedipus. Anyway, remember all those names. Not to mention Kelly O'Hara and Rose Byrne for a wonderful show called Fallen Angels. Anyway, strong performances all. Now, speaking of great actresses, Rosamund Pike makes her Broadway debut in Inter Alia at the Music Box Theater starting November 10th. This follows a sold-out West End run. And P.S., she just won the Olivier Awards this week for Best Actress for this show. It's a legal drama in which a London judge challenges systemic injustice while balancing motherhood, career, and modern masculinity. Inter Alia will be a limited Broadway engagement. And no surprise here, the Roundabout Theater Company's revival of the Rocky Horror Show will now haunt Studio 54 until July 19th. This marks the first extension for the cult classic musical, which was originally scheduled to play through June 21st. Anyway, I would say get ready for more extensions on that one. On the flip side, Broadway shows closing soon include the aforementioned Fallen Angels. Damn, I really love that one. It is a Noel Coward play. And Dog Day Afternoon's last day is coming apparently on June 28th. Tony Award winner Daniel Radcliffe will play his final performance in Every Brilliant Thing on Broadway, May 24th. In this solo show, a man, or we shall say a character, looks back at his life and the glimmers of hope that carried him through after a family death. The show will continue with a female lead, Mariska Hargitay of Law and Order fame. And speaking of TV, the hugely popular show The Pitt has something else besides countless awards to brag about. Many of its stars are hitting the stages. Issa Briones, who plays Dr. Trinity Santos, is returning to the Broadway stage in Just In Time. She's stepping into the role of Connie Francis, taking over from another TV name, Modern Family star Sarah Hyland. Before The Pitt, Briones starred in the first national tour of Hamilton at just 19 years old. She then made her Broadway debut in Hadestown in 2024. And Amaline Aguilera, who plays Perla of The Pitt, was set to attend actual medical school, but then she decided to follow her passion for acting. She performed at the Skylight Theater Company in Los Angeles, the Pasadena Playhouse, and more before getting her break on the screen. Let me just say, I saw her in a Skylight show, and she was terrific, one of the best performances I'd seen on an L.A. stage. As for off-Broadway news, Soup, S-O-O-P, theater company, announced the world premiere production of American Italian, which will play a three-week limited engagement at the Chain Theater. That's on West 36th Street. Performances begin April 29th and continue through May 16th. That one is about third-generation Italian immigrants. This is a perfect lead-in to what's happening April 20th at Symphony Space called Stories from the City of Immigrants. The always innovative Waterwell Company just announced a cast for that one, who will join its founder and well-known actor Ariane Moyad. By the way, he plays the shrink on Nobody Wants This on television. And these people will read funny, poignant, and surprising stories of immigrants who have taken the journey to make New York City their home, spanning 125 years and many countries of origin. Again, check out Waterwell for April 20th at Symphony Space. And then we have Siegel, True Story. That's from the always challenging Public Theater. In this one, Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 sends a wave of horror through a company of theater artists in Moscow, where objecting freely to the war is not an option. Alexander Molokhinnikov, the play's creator and director, remixes his own life with Chekhov's The Seagull to make a highly political backstage drama. This one had a brief, successful run at La Mama downtown in New York last year. Again, that's going to be at the Public Theater. I remain in my city of origin, Southern California, for a while. My first show here I saw was Blue Kiss, written by Stephen Fife. This is at the small but interesting Ruskin Arts Center at the Santa Monica Airport. And yes, you do hear an occasional plane flying by. The play itself has enough threatening noise in a hovering gun. It's a two-character piece, a bit confusing, kind of difficult to recommend, but you know, I am a believer in supporting all things local these days. And the Ruskin serves the community of Santa Monica with ongoing classes and shows for all ages. Anyway, check out what may be happening locally and artistically in your area, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.